important is this streak that you guys are on right now?
I think it's good anytime you can put wins together back to back. You know, for us looking to make the playoffs, that's something that you have to do.
What does it say about this team that after the 1-3 start, now you're 3-3? What does it say about the resiliency of this group?
I think it just shows the character. But I mean, that's the way it goes. You know, sometimes it takes time for teams to gel. Everybody doesn't gel right off the bat. Every year you come in, it's a different team. There's switches made here and there. Different guys come in, different guys leave. That's just the way it is with free agency now. So you have to come together as a team every year. And hopefully we're finally starting to do that.
Usually we ask Matthew Stafford this question, but how do you feel about the Jim Bob Cooter offense and your role in it?
I feel good. Like I said, we're still learning each other. Players are learning each other. Coaches are learning players, seeing what we do well. So they're putting us in a position to make plays. Good thing about it, we have a lot of weapons in the backfield, out wide at receiver, tight end spot. So, you know, we have the ability to spread the ball around.
Do you think that this team is perhaps has another level to reach because injured guys are getting healthier day by day?
Definitely. I still don't think we've played a complete game yet. That's still our goal as a team, and we'll get there.
Stafford's on pace for a career high in completion percentage. I know you weren't around in previous years, but what do you think's made him so accurate this year?
I mean, he knows where to go with the ball. You know, he has a good idea of what defenses are trying to take away from him. He does a great job of getting us in and out of the right place, so he knows what to do with the ball.
Is that due to his preparation?
Definitely. I mean, he works his butt off. He's one of the first guys in the building, one of the last guys to leave. I mean, he has a great work ethic. So, I mean, it's definitely paying off for him.
Did that surprise you a little bit when you came here? I mean, the rub on him was outside this room that he didn't necessarily do that. That's been stated by some national guys. Did that surprise you about his work ethic?
Well, I've never heard that, so I didn't have that preconceived notion coming in.
What's impressed you most about this offense and its ability to move the football, especially late in games?
Just the guys being able to make plays down the stretch. You know, it's easy for guys to come out and make plays when there's no pressure on them. But I think when the game gets tight and the play needs to be made, you've seen a number of guys come up in different times.
Well, surprising, too, considering you don't really have much of a running game. At least your first three guys are out and you're starting tight end. There's really three options. It's the wide receivers, you, Marvin Jones, and Golden Tate.
No, I think we have more than that. I don't think we have just three options on offense. I mean, anybody that we put out there is capable of making plays, or they wouldn't be on this team.
Fourth quarter, you're losing. What is Stafford like in the huddle?
He's calm. I mean, he's the same first quarter as he is fourth quarter. You never see him get rattled. He's an even keel guy.
How about his toughness? Saw a little bit of it at the end of the game, and we've seen it other times. I mean, it's not usually something you equate with quarterbacks, but
I mean, he's definitely a tough guy. I mean, you've seen him get hit, get back up, and, you know, stand in the pocket and be willing to stand there and make those throws knowing that he's going to get hit. So he's definitely a guy that's tough. Obviously gets outside of the pocket, makes plays with his legs. I've seen him take on a couple guys in that area as well.
What is it about Josh Norman that the Redskins threw a bunch of money at him for?
He's a good corner. I mean, that's easy to see.
What makes him good?
I mean, he makes plays.